Well, well, well. What a nice way to start today. It is really sunny and beautiful outside, and some horrible weather is a-coming, but we'll talk about that after we talk to our guest. The third annual Catskill Film Festival and Film and Video Festival is coming up on March the 2nd and 3rd, and I have as my guest Fawn Potash, the director of Masters on Main Street, and Andrea Cunliffe, the curator of the film festival. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi,
wonderful
Phil,
to
you.
Be here.
All right. And you were here. We all got together earlier this year.
That's
when
right.
You guys were just getting ready, getting yourselves all cranked up for the festival. You were then looking for films, correct?
Films and right. videos.
Right. So how's it been going?
It's been amazing. Absolutely amazing. We've been really, really lucky. We've got some wonderful contributions. And what's more exciting to me is so many of them are local contributions.
Yay!
And fantastic talent out there. It's all here. It's all here in the Hudson Valley. How happy can we be?
Yeah, that's right. There you go. So I gather by that a lot of the films at the festival were going to be chock full of local talent.
Well, it's an interesting combination of films.
Okay.
It's this Saturday and this Sunday, mm-hmm. so it's just in a few days. We're starting out. Shall I give you a little bit of a rundown
sure.
of what we got? Yeah, we're starting out. There's a local gentleman by the name of Barry Kerr who started something called Real Teens. And he did 10 years of encouraging children, high school students, to get the art of filmmaking under their belts and to get some experience. And he did an amazing job. He was probably the only teenage film festival curator who did this on a regular basis for a period of 10 years. We're honoring him on Saturday at 12 noon, and we're watching the best of 10 years of Real Teens. So we'll see the best of those young people who, many of them are now filmmakers, sophisticated out in the world, in the business.
Oh, isn't that cool when
yeah.
you start them off and then you can watch them mature into
and grow into professional filmmakers. It's fantastic, and some of the films are stunning. Then last October, I don't know if you remember, Athens had an animated film festival.
Oh, yes, my good friends, yes.
Margo and Lisa.
Of
Thin Edge Films. They did a brilliant animated film festival, and we kind of coerced them into giving us a collection of what they consider the very best
of their animated film festival.
Yeah.
So for those of you who missed that great animated film festival that Margo and Lisa had,
yeah.
You're going to get a taste of it at this festival.
Isn't that nice?
All right.
I missed it, so I'm thrilled about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, and the work is just remarkable.
In the interest of full disclosure, Margo and Lisa are in the WGXC family, extremely talented women.
So there you go. We're keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
Then another brilliant treat. There is something called Cine Haiti, which was a group of filmmakers got together. Sean Penn, I believe, was one of them, and went down to Haiti after the disasters that struck that poor country, and got them learning about making films. So they started a film school for the youth of Haiti, and they've come away with some fantastic films.
Oh, that sounds
and
great.
It's,
I think one thing that's interesting about that program is that it's not just about reportage. There's screenwriting. It's a two-year program where they learn how to make fiction films and documentary films.
Oh, right. So they learn the background.
Right. And they learn commercial skills. One of the things we'll be showing is a Malta commercial that they produced. So it shows that they actually get jobs and commissions. One of the pieces is a beautiful story about a 10-year-old girl who hooks up with the health service there. You know, really positive post-earthquake story. And I don't know, it's just really impressive. And that was a commission for the Canadian Broadcasting Service.
Oh, that is great. So, and that's going to be one of the features.
Yeah, well, that section of the films will be screened around 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
And we're having Annie Nasote, who is... Well, she's
Annie is one of the founding teachers of the Cine Institute in Haiti. And she'll be in conversation with one of the filmmakers.
Oh, okay.
So you can watch that. That's sort of cool. Then there's a theater company called Ready, Set, Go Theater Company. They're out of Manhattan. They have done a series of short films based on Othello, filmed in Manhattan. I